Welcome to the Ideal Network Radio Show on Building Fortunes Radio with your hosts Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Make sure you check us out by clicking on the Ideal Network Radio Show link on buildingfortunesradio.com. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. The short version of the word ideal in Ideal Network stands for I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. And there's much more. Thanks for listening in and share this with the people that are most important to you. Now on to our show with Darlene Sartori and Peter Meagles. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone. Peter Meagles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. For anybody that might still be unfamiliar with my voice, my name is Peter Meagles. I host and run this radio station, we call it, Building Fortunes Radio. The reason why we do Building Fortunes Radio is because we have an affiliate program called Building Fortunes. And the reason why I call it Building Fortunes is because we wanted to show people how to build a fortune. Building being like a verb that doesn't end. You're building. It never ends. So I was looking for some guest hosts. Naturally, it made sense for me to go back to some of our customers. One of our existing customers way back when and still is today is Darlene Sartori. Darlene runs the Ideal Network. And besides running the Ideal Network, and she has a website, idealbiz.com. Idealbiz.com. No, idealbiz. Is it? Is that right?
Idealnetwork.biz.
Idealnetwork.biz, I'm sorry. And anyway, so I remember it was something. When I was saying .com, I'm like, oh, shoot, I know I'm getting it wrong. But anyway, so the scenario was I said, let's go talk to Darlene because she does a lot of things in addition to the website. She helps out the local community. She does things with people with disabilities. She does things politically. She does things in her local areas, worldwide, everything. She's just an amazing individual, and our Building Fortunes Radio listening audience could learn from some of the things that she does. Well, as a result of that, we started doing our radio show. It's been many, 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 many years, almost since like the very beginning. And today we're going to talk about whatever she wants to talk about. And the day and age where, you know, when we talk about building never being done, we're probably both a little tired because we're building all the time. And for me, it was up until 6 or 7 o'clock this morning Eastern time. For her, I know we just spoke before this, and she was on and off all day long as well yesterday. So when we talk about building fortunes, like, you're never done, and sometimes it's long hours. So thanks for being here, Darlene, on your own radio show.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, indeed. The days often get long and often get very, 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 very challenging, and other times extremely, extremely exhilarating and happy causing. So we do have our ups and downs. There is nothing that says that everything is going to be, I guess, 100% bliss. Maybe someday when we finally figure it out, we will be able to make a sustainable paradise on Earth. And that's basically what my vision is to eventually have paradise on Earth, the ideal conditions in which to live. And I'm always looking for those dynamics, what I call the ideal dynamics, that help us to be able to create ideal lifestyles in which to live. And you know, so many people think, well, you know, utopia, that wouldn't be ever possible. You know, the best is always going to keep getting better. And while I agree with that, you know, the best of the best can still keep getting better. So I'm not sure that we will, in the foreseeable future, ever reach anything to the degree that we all could probably envision, but at the same time, why not? We're limited only by our own imaginations and our willingness to work to achieve. And you hear me use the word with grace, elegance, and ease. And this is how I enjoy going through life, is as much as I can to do it with grace, elegance, and ease. I don't mind a hard day's work. That's not what I'm talking about. But in that work, I like to flow through it with grace, elegance, and ease, and not have to deal with as many time-wasting dynamics as often we deal with when we are dealing with people, especially dysfunctional people, those who have become addicted or have some kind of debilitating disease or condition. Life can become a real challenge for individuals, and we have to be extremely sensitive to people in that way. So I'm going to, last week I talked about several things, including my mother's notebook and the dynamic of her always keeping such detailed information. And as I look back through, and I introduced last week using the word revindicate, and when we revindicate something, we're bringing it forward. And one of the areas that I would like to help individuals is to learn how to keep records, especially of the happy times, the great times whenever there was wonderful memories and things that you were doing well and things were just going well for you, and you would like to keep those at the forefront, because it's what we focus our attention on, our intention and our attention is what we manifest. And so if we want our lives to be healthy and happy and prosperous, like you mentioned the word, the building fortunes, we have to be focused on the dynamics that help us to make that desired condition what we seek it to be. Well, over the last few weeks, I think I have alluded to on this show that there's been some challenges that I've dealt with a couple of the programs that I've been working with. And the question is, we are dealing with, do we desire to continue keeping these projects in the Ideal Network project? Are they creating enough values for enough people to warrant sustaining their the cost and time and labor, financial resources to keep the projects going? And, you know, what are some of the tools that we can utilize to see if it's really worthwhile? And one of the areas that I, of course, you know that as a chaplain, one of the sources probably would be the scriptures. And not only the scriptures of the Christians, but the scriptures of other civilizations on this planet that have highly moral integrities or lessons that they pass on through scriptures or stories or things that have sacredness to them. And I've been dealing with this particular project. And as I have the habit of doing, I do consult the scriptures in addition to the Urantia papers and many other sources, including now, of course, we have the internet. So I started doing some real soul searching on this particular one. And I woke up. Which often happens to me after I've invested some time in the evening meditating and praying about and considering the worth of a project. And so I woke up about a week ago with this, just as I did with the Hordes of Revindication that we were working on, a word or a phrase. And something came into my brain that I hadn't thought about for a long time, and it was the term white stone, W-H-I-T-E, stone, S-T-O-N-E. Okay, white stone, what's that? Okay, let me think about it. So I laid there and I kind of cogitated a little bit, and it's like, where do I know that word from, that phrase? And so anyway, like I normally do, I go to the internet and I typed in white stone. Well, guess what popped up? Revelations 2:7. The verse reads, whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Now, the word churches and a lot of the other ones will say assemblies or congregation or people. But in this particular one that I'm using, this New International Version, it uses the word churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is the paradise of God. Okay, that's where my eyes fell first when I opened it. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with white stone. Was I hearing something wrong in what I was saying? So, no, I know it. So I went back and I looked at the internet site again. I said, oh, I see. I read that wrong. I read the verse wrong. Because my eyesight every once in a while fails me, or does it really? So I was supposed to probably have seen that, because it says, which is the paradise of God. And what do I talk about all the time is paradise on earth. And I talk about this, the right to eat from the tree of life. What is life empowering? So then I went down to where this word, aha, now I see, there's the word white stone in that 17th verse. So in Revelation 2:17 was exactly what I was looking for, but for some reason I'm letting you know that I often don't know what I'm hearing. I just sometimes follow my gut. And sometimes certain words mean something. So here's what Revelation 2:17 says. Whoever has ears, let them hear what to the churches. To the one who is victorious, I will give some of the manna and hidden manna. I will also give that person a white stone with a new name written on it, known only to the one who receives it. So I invested the past several days doing some research from the various different translations of the Bible and et cetera, as to what that actually means and what the word white stone is. And I'm not going to invest the rest of the hour. I just want to turn you on to a clue of how you can use things like this revelation and some of the words that Jesus gave us, or some of the words that are written in red letters in the Bible and in the Urantia papers. So there are some things that I would like to point out in just those two words. Now, what I would really suggest that you do is to go to the internet and then bring up Revelations 2, chapter 2 and chapter 3, and read those two short chapters about the message that's given to the churches, the congregations, the people. And pay close attention to the various versions. There are several that are on the internet that you can pick, cross-reference and et cetera, that will give you some guidance. So I talked to a few of the people in our program this past week, and I was telling them about this discovery, which I do, is I find a discovery that might be helpful for us in helping guide individuals to finding tools. Remember, I talk about this little toolbox. We're always looking for tools that we can use to really get an understanding about what is our purpose here on the planet. What's our part in the super puzzle that we keep talking about that we're building? And where are some of the dynamics that you can find that guide you in doing this. And so I'm finding that helping individuals to learn how to cross-reference both the scriptures that are their favorite, whatever religion they are, have as their main guidance, that they then cross-reference it with the Urantia papers. And fortunately for the Urantia papers, we do have quite a few cross-references, paramonies, and things like that that have been done by people. And fortunately, there is one that Dwayne created for us many years. Dwayne Fall, many years ago, created this this paramony that parallels as a parallel and a harmony of the Urantia papers in the Bible. So those who are Christian and those who would like to use this to start introducing another phase of God's plans for the planet, that they might find a very rich addition to their pulpit and to their classes if they're Sunday school teachers or doing something on a Wednesday night or something, that they're might looking for richness to add to the scriptures that might make it more relevant for today. And so this is an area that I've taken on. And so what does this have to do with the one that I'm getting ready to consider whether we're going to drop it? Well, what was the guidance that was was given to me there was that a white stone with a new name written on it. So maybe it will be the same dynamic, the same methodology, so that all of the work that we have done over the last several years will not be of naught, but that a new name will be added to, will be written on it. And so maybe there are other people that sometimes start a project and for one reason or other that can't carry it forward, or it's reached the maximum of their potential. And remember that I call myself a perpetual parent because that is what I do, is I help get the children up to a certain stage where they can then begin to take on the responsibility for their own care, and then I let them fly with their own wings, so to speak. So I'm there for them and helping them to learn, and then sometimes they're going to be moving on and taking on a new name from what we've actually done. And if you go through the scriptures, you're going to find them. Very much in the Bible, there is Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Acts. There's a different types of, in the Old Testament too, the names of prophets and et cetera that gave names to the chapters and et cetera. But it's the information that's within it often gets taken and then applied by a person like myself, that it becomes their life, their ministry, their work. And that's the intention of what Jesus came to give us, was the ability to look within ourselves and find from our DNA code, what is it that you are here on this planet to create? Because then you're going to be victorious. Remember this verse 17 says, to the one who is victorious, or to those who are victorious, he will give some of the hidden manna. Well, a lot of times people talk about the hidden blessings that are within things that they do. So what is it that has value to you? And he says, we'll also give that person a white stone. So this person is going to be victorious, and they're going to be given some hidden manna that has value to them that they can utilize. And they're also going to be given a white stone with a new name on it. So something that has value, and it's very interesting to type in the word white stone and look at all the different meanings that it has over a period of time, and even what different scholars in the Bible actually interpret that, going back to the original Hebrew or whatever the word, the book that you might be reading will be using as interpretations of the words and et cetera. But the question is, what is it when you read it? what is it that your heart, your intestinal self is starting to say when you read that? Was that an answer you were looking for? Or does it stimulate you to search a little deeper and a little more for what is actually being given to you? Because often our inspirations, often these dynamics that keep us going come from some really strange places. And so if we don't have our ears and our eyes open so that we can see and hear what is going on around us, we might miss a valuable, valuable lesson. And I'm going to tell you that this morning I worked with this one group of people for over 4 hours on trying to discover how we would best deal with what we are dealing with. And in the process of doing it, we discovered some very fatal flaws that we would have not discovered otherwise. And so hopefully we will be able to correct those flaws and be able to create a product that is going to be sustainable without the flaws in them, of course. And so as we go through building fortunes and doing the things that we're doing, we need to continue. When I clicked on my computer there, it brought up last week's that I'd been listening to. So when I looked at the Building Fortunes radio, it's the buildingfortunesradio.com, and of course /ideal for my website or for the radio show here, I noticed as I was going down through it some things that I really had noticed for a while, and I asked Peter about it. And one of them was beyond the basics. And I asked him, is this something that you've been doing for a long period of time? And he said it was something from the past. And it's listen to the clips of the day. Well, I just thought that was kind of unique because I was just talking to someone out during the week over this specific problem that we're dealing with, that we kind of really had some major breakthroughs today. We started yesterday, and we worked about 4 hours yesterday morning, and we worked about 4 hours this morning on going through with the fine-tooth comb. And one of the things that I told them, you know, we go around the circle, and we first, what do we expect to get out of this particular day? What is it we're looking for on this particular, et cetera? And the only word that I could come up with today was clarity. I needed clarity. There was just too many things that were really foggy about what I felt like was going on. I just was not getting the clarity that I needed. So when I came to that, we worked on it, and we did get to that point of clarity when we had some aha moments. And then when I came to the radio show this afternoon to remind myself, okay, what did you talk about last week? You know, because if I don't keep meticulous notes like I used to and like my mother did, which I need to go begin doing again. But when I have all of these things that I quickly can click on and listen to for a few minutes and then it reminds me of what I did, it's not as vital to me to have the written word. But then I begin to realize without those written words, you know, something could happen to the audio and et cetera. And I saw underlined on here, it says Peter Mingles presents Beyond the Basics. Well, you know, that's what I'm finding. A lot of people are stuck in the basics. They're not getting beyond what the basic dynamics to do it just good enough to get by with. And so I think that most of people that are right now coming out of this pandemic dynamic, they're trying to figure out how to get back on track, how to maybe go back to work. Maybe they're being allowed for the first time in months to actually get on with their life. They're kind of stuck as to what to do with getting beyond the basics. And so maybe what you need to do is to go back to some of the things that are the tried and true, things that worked for you in the past, that got you from point A to point B, that got you up in the morning, and why did you get up and were so eager to get on with the day? what were the things that made you feel the happiest when you had a quote-unquote normal life expression? Maybe that's something that you need to be considering for yourself, your family, your friends, your coworkers, and et cetera, is how can we get back on the basics and go forward? So many things that Peter has on this radio show program, that he's hosting so many people. I think we need to pay a little bit more attention to what values he has on this Building Fortunes radio program. So I'm going to encourage you to go through and take a look at the shows that are here and see if there's some of the people that are on Peter's list here that he has chosen that might be of help for helping you to get back on track. What are the messages to the churches? And again, it might be helpful for you to read Revelation 2 and 3. Those two chapters are very short, and you can actually just turn them on the internet and play them, and they will read the audio for you. So if you don't recognize how to pronounce a specific name of a church or a group of people, that you listen to that. If you would like to talk to me a little more about this specific topic, I will be doing some more cross-referencing, and I would appreciate having a group of people to work with as we go through really bringing this message to the churches, to the forefront for a while, and that's what we're going to be working on our Saturday and Sunday events, is this particular project right here, because I found so much value this week as I began to really look at how to help individuals to get past the point of being stuck or doing something that is not producing values. So, Peter, if there's anything you'd like to add to this, feel free to do it.
Great information. No, all really wonderful stuff. And for those people that haven't heard you before, if they go to buildingfortressradio.com/ideal or ideal networks, you'll be able to hear the previous radio shows you've done. We're going to run out of time, so make sure that people that want to work with you in that small group know how to get in touch with you. How would they do that?
Okay. By email is idealnetworkprojects@gmail.com. Network is single plural on projects. idealnetworkprojects@gmail.com. And my phone number is 812-664-7419. Again, 812-664-7419. Back to you.
Excellent information. So Darlene and the people that she works with, I know I've listen to and work with them before. They have a great way of kind of steering you and maneuvering you through life, if you will, by understanding the right philosophies. So kind of deep, kind of, somewhat philosophical many times, but also very practical. So they take the whole thing and they kind of give you the knowledge that you need, plus the wisdom and the guidance to be able to kind of navigate through these ever-changing times. So thanks for being here, Darlene. Thanks for the half hour or so you give us every week and all the other stuff you do for us during the week as well. We'll catch you next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Good day, everyone.
You've been listening to the Ideal Network Radio Show on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website to hear more segments with Darlene Sartori and Peter Mingle. Darlene encourages everyone to join the Ideal Network so you can say, I live the ideal life, where I do everything around life, love, liberty, and laughter. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. Darlene, Peter, and I want to say thanks for listening and ask you to spread the word. Tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.